I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Scream loudly!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet. Rocks!
This is done on an organ, I understand. Could you imagine being...
Big organ.
Thank you. Look away. If you're in a dark church, you know, after hours.
Yeah.
Power is off. Well, that makes sense. The organ would be working. But anyway, play along. And you hear this start to play. Like, I apologize if you're listening in the car right now alone. I bet it's giving you the blunky... Blunkies.
It's probably better now that we're talking. Or yes. Worse.
Yeah. This is from... Nine, you don't answer.
I will not.
Fat Boy, you don't answer. You have the answer. Paige, you know what movie this is from?
No.
You don't. Danny.
It is from The Shining.
It is.
Okay.
It is from the scariest movie of all time. You're right, The Shining. And it's for reasons... Oh, by the way, Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you at 7:07. It's because of stuff like this that made that movie to me.
Yeah.
It's oftentimes... not. I mean, you get most plots of a horror movie. It's going to be somebody chasing somebody with something.
A slasher movie, yeah.
And, right. Not necessarily all horror movies. Some of them can be... you know, baby dolls and stuff.
Horror can
cars,
be anything
houses,
you imagine.
Priestesses.
Yeah.
You mean actual baby dolls or women?
Stuff you can't see.
Either one. Okay. I'll tell you what, last time I saw a baby doll in person.
Oh.
She looked like she had been taken over by something.
Turns out she was just trying real hard to get that packet of baby powder out
That's
of
right.
her blue jeans so she could throw it in Jim Cornette's eyeballs.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Turns out, though.
And he talks trash about modern-day wrestling.
It was not baby powder.
Uh-oh.
And he just could not feel his face for about 3 weeks.
I imagine doing that, and then you go crap on anything anybody does now on television. And you're at Spartanburg Auditorium in the basement watching Baby Doll fail to get the baby powder out of her pants pocket.
But they've had a 35-year run being pissed at each other. Yeah, man.
Baby D.
Like, even the beginning of The Shining. Don't worry, I'm not going to give you a Mattman spoiler if you haven't seen it yet. But just the way
40 year.
It's filmed. It's just, like, so creepy and just so over the top. And even when it comes to just music of scary movies, horror movies, this is the one for me, just personally speaking. I mean, I know the... That's not a song.
That's not the song.
That's a chant.
But they did have a hell of a theme song with the creepy strings from Friday the 13th.
Going to the lake, ain't you?
I mean, the strings are great. Real creepy string music's good, too.
I'll tell you.
This is just so foreboding, this sound.
Fatboy, can you look up some music for us?
Sure.
I want to show you this. I was watching after we were in a kind of a horror mood. Yeah, because of Halloween. We were looking for stuff to watch.
Welcome to my world.
Won't you come on in?
I watched two scary movies. I send Nine this picture of my TV screen.
Sure, the Fat Boy, he could know.
Okay. If you saw that, would you know? I said, name that movie. That's all I sent him. I sent this picture of my TV screen to Nine. It shows a couple guys with flashlights in a graveyard. That's it.
Man, I was thinking End of Halloween 4 before they shot him and he fell in the grave. That's not
The right franchise. No. Nine not only answers it correctly, he sends me the movie poster back and says, yes, man. That was Friday 13th, part 5.
Oh, gosh. Six.
Or part 6, Jason Killer Go Home, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Jason Lives.
It's the one where the, I don't want to say.
Hey, don't spoil it. People haven't seen it. It's the one they filmed in Georgia about an hour and a half from here, though.
Oh, cool.
That was the best thing is not only I was treated to like some inside info. I wrote him back. I said, you're a savant. And he said, that would be the Jason movie I've seen the most. It's got the cool Alice Cooper song on there. And it's probably the best stoner Jason movie, too. And then he went on to tell me that it was filmed in Georgia. And that's why it doesn't look like New Jersey. And he wants to rip apart whoever... put a Tommy Chong ripoff character in there.
That's in part 3, the Chong ripoff.
Oh, okay.
I watched that over the weekend.
This is the Alice Cooper song.
No, this is part 8.
Yep.
Yeah, this is the darkest side of the night or whatever.
Hell
this
yeah.
Isn't scary. This sounds like stripper music.
This is Jason Takes Manhattan. I don't know. I mean, when you think about horror movie songs, it's more about a composer. That's what made it good. This is not a scary song. It's just a late 80s rock song.
No, it's not. Sometimes songs, though, can... It depends on what you're watching when you hear them that makes them scary. If you heard them otherwise, they would not be scary songs.
It's kind of a lost art to make good, scary movie music. Like John Carpenter still does. I mean, I love the instrumental hard rock theme song he did for In the Mouth of Madness back in the 90s. That was a great one. But it's such a...
Sister died.
It's such a lost art to compose a theme song like he did for Halloween or like he had for the Psycho Suite, the Prelude.
Mouth of Madness sounds like a bad Macho Man joke.
Yes, it does.
It does. The tubular bells from The Exorcist, I mean, it's hard to replicate those nowadays. Nowadays, when movies have music, it'll be something like Tiny Tim, which is creepy as hell, but is it the same?
Phantasm.
No, it's not Phantasm.
It's Nightmare.
It is.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Okay.
More.
Yeah.
The Nightmare is a good one, too.
See, that's something that they took that's very innocent or whatever, and then they make it 1, 2, Freddy's coming. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You're scared of little girls. Between The Shining and that.
Especially if they're twins wearing matching clothes.
Don't put a little girl in a blue dress. Matt will run away.
No.
Creepy dead girls. That's the difference.
Yeah. If I see kids hanging out in cornfields.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm a running. Yeah. Especially if they're not blinking.
They're going to bore me to damn death.
I didn't care for Children of the Corn.
I hate it.
Oh, you didn't like them?
I hate it.
You probably didn't like Flowers in the Attic either, did you?
Especially.
I would rather see a show about Jonathan Davis and Fieldy's sons. Or Children of the Corn.
Her sister.
You like that?
With a K.
Metalheads love that one. A lot of them don't have lyrics. You're right. I can't even say, I can't put it into words, but what is the song for Halloween? There is like a...
It's a composition by John Carpenter.
It's Halloween.
Yeah. Oh. It's a song he composed to be the music for that.
I can't even think. I know 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you, and then Friday the 13th, you got.
You have to do it on the other side, I imagine.
Yeah, that's the creepy one.
Somebody texts in the music from The Exorcist. Yeah, once again, orchestra music.
Tubular bells.
That's a great one. That was, it was just one guy, one composer did that. What was his name?
It was,
I think it was Oak Ridge Boys.
Oak Ridge Boys.
Mike Oldfield.
Yes. Paul Oakenfold.
Yeah.
One of those. What'd you find?
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite old 70s horror movies called Suspiria. It has this music.
It's got like a weird dance, too.
Yeah, it was about it. Like, it's going on in like a ballet school. Oh, no, that's not the one. Never mind. No, that's not the one.
That's Radiohead.
It sounded, it reminded me of it at the beginning, but no, that's not it.
Yeah. That's old Thom. Yeah. My man.
Never mind.
Oh, I found it now.
Okay.
I got to tell you about an awful horror movie I watched after Friday the 13th.
There it is.
Six.
This isn't it either. It's Kid Rock.
No, it's not Kid Rock.
This is from Suspiria?
That is, yes.
It sounds like a medicine I would need to be on.
Huh. And booze.
Side effects include diarrhea.
Oh, boy.
Violent vomiting. Protests showing up in your front yard.
I miss it, man. I miss it. That's what hurts the newer movies a lot of times.
The music, because they don't compose music for it or make it.
Yeah, yeah. Insidious did well with the Tiny Tim song, but a lot of the other ones don't have much music or atmosphere to speak of.
Here's a great example. I don't like to consider this a horror movie, but it is. But Jaws, the thing of...
It was scary.
Yes.
I mean, scary because it's... But do you say the Anaconda was a horror movie? Mm-mm. You know?
No.
The not porn even a
version,
thriller.
Maybe, but... Or, you know, Snakes on a Plane.
I certainly mean, not. No, yeah. Jaws was more... It was done more like a horror movie, I guess.
Yeah. But just that...
Much better director than any of those other two movies, too. Like, much, much better.
Yeah. Just like orchestra music and organ music is the scariest music. Yeah.
It is.
And that's where you hear church music. Yeah. Or you would hear it at church.
Oh, man, strings can be frightening. Like, fiddles and violins can just be terrifying.
Yeah.
I done told you once, you son of a bitch. I'm the best it's ever been.
Oh, bless his heart.
Someone texts in the theme song of The Omen.
Oh, The Omen's a good one, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Mm-mm. Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. Yeah,
that boy's so finding
there's
him.
Another text for The Omen. People in Bojangles was asking about Poltergeist.
Oh
yeah.
Which is a scarier, like it's a sweet kind of lullaby scary song.
P1 Forgot I Farted says, Nine, have you seen a movie called Mad Man from 1981? Probably yeah. The scariest movie I've ever seen sitting alone by myself.
I have seen it. I'm not a big fan of it, but it's all right.
Mad Man. Yeah. That's just somebody loses their mind.
Yeah, it's just like a slasher movie, early 80s slasher.
Lost their mind, started doing morning radio.
That one?
No, that's me.
I guess so, yeah.
That was not. That's a Mad
Men thing. That's a Mad Men thing.
I don't know. Ah,
you got fat boys.
That's not hell, scary.
I don't know all of them, but if I was sitting over there, we'd be playing a hell of a lot more of them than we have.
I will.
How many ads you want to watch?
I know that we don't have any prizes.
I'm limited.
To give away right now because of, you know, this Corona stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I would love one day to do like a Who Can Matt Beat Now, but it's Who Can Nine Beat Now, ... in horror movie trivia.
Oh, yeah.
Which one's this?
That's Happy Gilmore. This is the end credits to Billy Madison.
This is where Chubbs lost his hand, huh?
That's horrific. Rosemary's Baby. I've never seen the movie. That's
I'm not a big fan.
No. Did she keep it?
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it.
Mm.
Yeah, you know,
you've only had 50 years to watch. I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, like the Dakota. The hotel was cool in there. That's it.
God, boy, we getting a bunch of texts on a Monday. Good for y'all getting up and around.
It is good.
You can call in too. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
Gregorian chanting is creepy.
I think it's relaxing, though, but I'm a weirdo.
Well, again, it depends on what's happening, because, like...
Yeah, if it's about the son of Satan, it's kind of creepy.
Yeah, that is.
Well, sure, but what's... Devil's Rejects?
Yeah.
Lynyrd Skynyrd? They take a song that is not haunting... But because what you're watching happened.
But that's not a horror moment whatsoever, though, right? I mean, it's just like a send-off action movie scene.
Perfect way to tell you about this. I'm going to... This isn't a spoiler other than I'm going to tell you don't waste the hour and a half, hour and 53 minutes, whatever it is, of the movie on... I think I watched it on Hulu or Netflix. I can't tell you for sure, but it's called The Lodge. And it is god awful.
Oh, good. Thank
and it's,
you.
You're welcome. It's a new movie, and I don't know if it was made for Hulu or made for Netflix or whoever, but it's horrible. But the reason it's horrible is that it's a horror movie.
Uh huh.
and your weapon can't be a gun in a horror movie. You're not, that's not a horror movie.
It should be a giant guitar with a huge drill bit on the end of it.
Well, or a chainsaw. It shouldn't just be a gun because you always, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I can't throw the gun at you. I can't cut your head off with the gun.
It's not as horrific.
Mm-mm. No, it's just like, oh, am I watching Die Hard or is this some kind of a Jason movie? But yeah, it's a very bad movie, and it's just, I think horror movies can go the mental illness kind of line, but we've seen Cabin Fever. Yeah. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time.
Oh, you know what I watched?
I'd rather watch Roger Lodge on the live stream.
Oh, man, that sucks too.
I know.
I watched The Babadook over the weekend. Much better than I thought it was the first time I watched it.
The book?
Yeah. It was much better than the first time I watched it.
I like the costume on that, the Babadook.
Yeah, it's just so blatantly about depression and grief.
Okay, we're going to come back. We'll get to your phone calls, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. We can talk about that, the sounds of horror movies, anything you want to talk about, 1-800-774-0093. Pretend it's Friday.
Radio.com and stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the Daily Podcast. Whoa. Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the Radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
the planet.
Yes. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is, 7:29. Wow. It's my Owen Wilson. Wow. 1-800-774-0093. We were talking about scary movie music, and it's morphed into all kinds of stuff. Let's go to P1 Tina T on line 4. Hey, Tina.
Hey, I like the 2001 film with Matthew Lillard, 13 Ghosts. That was one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, with Shaggy. He was Shaggy and Scooby.
Yeah.
With the lackey killer from Scream.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen that movie. I don't remember too much about it, though, but
I watched it recently.
Go back and watch it again.
It is a good concept. I would like it more if they weren't in such a stupid house. Like, if they were in more of, like, a regular house, I think it'd be way more frightening.
I'm not going to watch any more horror movies that start off with the house is haunted and there's a dollhouse inside that replicates the same house, because that's being overly used.
You see that a lot.
I'm suing the makers of Bly Manor. That was awful.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Right, Tina?
There was a great episode of the Shudder Creepshow series with that concept. They did a great job. Then again, it was 30 minutes versus 9 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like the Creepshow one.
She said Damian Lillard. What's the name of the movie?
Matthew Lillard. Yeah. Tina T, you have a great morning. The best Monday ever.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. She didn't like the last song.
Yeah, I know. She had to wait. I had to decide. This is going to be a good Monday.
I'm reading. I could have just responded to this text, but I'm reading it just to get hopefully the pop from Fatboy Nine. Matt, man, I've always wondered, was that Virgil from the WWF in The Shining, P1 shirt lips? No, in fact, not. Much older. That was Peg Leg Bates.
Right, now. Like Virgil.
Right,
I think it was.
Yeah.
He's from around here.
He's now passed away, but Virgil Vincent still available.
Yeah.
Huh.
Let's go to. Let me tell you the description here. Mattman and I did something creepy on the air that follows this guy till this day. Something about describing someone with weird music or something.
Oh. Huh.
P1 Donkey Wood. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, sir, what do we do that follows you to this day?
Okay, about 2015 or maybe 2016, it was Halloween season, and y'all had went on commercial break, and you played the bumper music, and then the bumper music coming back in from commercial was some sort of piano music, refrain, and maybe cello, real creepy.
Uh-huh.
And you and I were kind of like setting a scene. We're describing a guy with a silhouette that has like a hatchet in his hand, really tall with a hat. You guys were just setting up this scene of
what kind of like horror film this music would play in.
Are you calling us on a phonograph right now? Like on an old Victrola? It's the connection's really weird.
No recollection of what he's talking about either. I mean, I can't remember it for nothing.
You said piano. Maybe it was an Evanescent song.
No.
Those are horrible.
It was that sort of just a real slow, monotonic type of music.
Phantasm.
I think y'all might not remember it, but I'll
Phantasm.
Never forget it.
Phantasm music.
It's Phantasm.
Just hearing y'all describe that.
Wait a minute. Are you a ghost right now? This is it. This is what it sounds like.
This is an EVP.
What time period did you live in, sir? Was it the Civil War?
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
Okay. Donkey Wood, we're going to... The connection's real bad. You may not hear it, but we're going to bounce it. We'll talk about it, though. Thank you for listening.
If anybody listening remembers what he's talking about, please clue us in so we can maybe find it.
But he said there was a tall man. The only thing I'm thinking about is tall man or slender man, but I don't remember any music that went with slender man.
Well, tall man and slender man don't wear hats.
No.
Or?
And they don't carry around packages.
Maybe he saw Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
Oh, that was awful.
That could have been what it was.
Oh, that sucked.
Let's go to J. Remy on 4. Maybe it's Jeremy. I'll ask. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Oh, it's Jeremy. There it is. You have not just one, but two horror movies that you want to mention. What are those?
Those are It Follows and Teeth. They're two modern horror movies. They're really good. I don't know if you've seen either one of them.
It Follows is pretty good.
I liked it. I thought it was more comical than the first one, though. More just kind of like, okay, this is it. I mean, the way he's just floating around with that stupid look on his face, it's kind of funny.
Yeah. No clowns in that movie, man.
It Follows?
Yeah. Oh, you'd be...
What am I thinking of then?
It Follows is a wonderful concept of a movie, too. I mean, it's great.
What was it too called?
It Follows is something I'm surprised the church didn't make for a horror movie in the 80s.
Yeah, wow. It's like uber creepy.
What was the second movie you mentioned?
The second movie's Teeth. It's about a girl that has a set of teeth in her hoo-ha. Yeah.
It's not Borat 2. Don't get confused.
I started watching that on Tubi, but I never finished it.
Oh, Paige, you got a hold of her arm. You really did. She's on disability now. Jeremy.
Stayed away from teeth.
Bought her up. Made her home.
Thank you for listening, my friend. You have a good Monday, too, okay?
You too. Good morning, guys.
All right, good morning.
Listening to you.
Thanks,
good morning.
Jeremy.
Aloha. Arrivederci.
That was fun.
Huh.
We got time for one more, perhaps, or...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got time.
Okay, let's go to Justin on line 3. Justin, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Justin, welcome to the show. What's on your mind this morning?
I've been listening to y'all for a while, and heard y'all talking about horror movie music, and it popped into my mind about the horror movie called Midsommar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that movie made both me and the group I was with leave the theater feeling just wrong.
It is uncomfortable as hell.
Without giving it away, what is the plot that makes you feel uncomfortable? Or is it the ending that makes you feel uncomfortable?
It's a lot of the movie. It's just the movie.
The whole movie makes me feel uncomfortable.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a very uncomfortable movie.
Yeah, it makes you think because of how the movie starts and how everything progresses. And I don't want to give it away for anyone who hasn't seen it, but...
It's very...
You're looking for a movie?
Artful.
Yeah.
Oh.
Very artful. Yeah.
Okay.
Not easy to watch necessarily. It's very beautifully done, and they do a great job of just making it uncomfortable from the outset. Even when everything seems fairly normal, nothing too weird's going on, it's still just everything about it is so uncomfortable.
If it's an artsy horror movie, it should be Van Gogh's coming back for his ear.
Yeah.
And he's taking yours this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Justin, probably been done.
I'm going to write that on my list of things I'll throw away at the end of the show. Thank you so much. Have a good morning. Hey, Justin. I say that jokingly because I always do it. Oh, that was a good movie. Let me write that down. Yeah. And then I throw it away like a dummy.
It's the same guy who directed Hereditary, Ari Aster.
Now, that I enjoyed.
Hereditary's great.
I am also tired. I mentioned Haunted Manor movies with dollhouses. I'm also sick of finding out, oh, we're dead. We didn't realize it.
Yeah, that's been done a lot
that's
now.
Overly done.
The it's others, cool if they know they're dead, but if it's, oh, okay, we're the dead ones. Okay.
Makes sense.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, like, we're the ones haunting the house.
We can't leave the property. Why? Because we're dead.
If I want to see that, I'll just go back and watch Beetlejuice again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the original. Yeah.
Wow, I never thought about the others ripped off Beetlejuice.
They did.
That was the others with the Nicole Kidman, but that was after. Yeah, yeah, you're right. P1 Silly Goose has a story for us on line two. Silly Goose, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are y'all?
Well, sir, how about you?
Doing well, about to go into work. All just wanted to give you guys a shout real quick. This kind of reminded me of something that happened. It was earlier this year. Received a random text message. Don't know who it was. And they were asking random questions. Then they come out and said that they thought my house was very nice, which threw me a curveball. And then they sent me a YouTube video, and it's called I Feel Fantastic, and it's a mannequin standing in the corner of a wall, the weirdest music you ever heard, different poses, and at the end of the video it just shows an open field and just disappears. Don't know who sent this to me. I thought it was a close friend, put it on Facebook. No one knew who did this. It was probably the creepiest thing that's ever happened to me. I figured you guys might take a look at that video.
We're going
to
check it out.
That is weird.
Yeah. Thank you very much for that. Have a good morning. Yeah, it could be one of those things where, you know, that website that'll show up.
Oh, I see, yeah.
You can send someone, it looks like they're getting a text from the health department saying you have an STD.
Yeah.
That we had that come up last week. Yeah, that is kind of creepy.
This thing has 25 million views.
Yeah.
On the tube. It has ads before it, too.
Oh.
Like, isn't it hard to think that something's going to come out of YouTube and kill you when you had to watch an ad for Harrison or Graham first?
Yeah. Person who's so demented wanted to monetize and make a little bit of money before they kill you. Yeah. They have to pay for the ads.
Yeah.
I don't have a lavish lifestyle.
Oh, Momo wants me to vote Graham.
Oh, no.
And Slenderman says Harrison.
Over our dead bodies. This is getting reauthorized.
Yeah. Who would that's the spin that they should do on WORD this week. Which horror movie villain would Jason vote? Or no, which political candidate would Jason?
You had it right
Jason,
the first time.
Did I?
Yeah.
Who would Jason vote for? That's a simple way to say it.
Jason.
Who would Freddy vote for? How would he push the button with them fingers? You know, all these questions. One last call. P1 Captain Dirk Diggler. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How you doing, Captain?
Super. Head home from work.
Oh, look at the other one's going in. This one's y'all are like ships passing in the night.
Well, I got a song for you.
Yeah, sure.
Not creepy, but like the best song I've ever heard as the credits are rolling at the end of the movie. Have you seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D?
Oh, yeah. That's on Netflix right now, too.
Yeah, Closer to the Bone is the baddest song that's ever been on a horror movie.
Closer to the Bone. All right.
Closer to the Bone.
Fanboy's looking it up.
That's what you are.
That's Fanboy's. You stand up straight, Captain Dirk. You have a good morning. We're going to look it up, okay?
All right.
See you, brother. Hey, brother. Porn star. He now went into the military. Captain Dirk Diggler. Oh, yeah. Up on the main stage. Oh. Freaking me.
Yeah, I don't know if it's got cussing in it.
That's enough.
I had to hit my noisemaker on that one.
Yeah,
it doesn't have the same punch as when you're watching the Halloween 6, the Cursa, Michael Myers, and Brother Kane starts playing Fool Shine On.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin, other things.
Random.
Yeah. All right, we'll put that on hold.
That sucks.
This is Halloween week, so we'll be talking about Halloween all week long.
It was an awful suggestion.
It's a good song, though.
We just play?
Brother Kane and Fool Shine On is a good song.
I don't know that.
We should play that on the station.
Well, the 9 o'clock hour is what we'll do. Songs that we should be playing. Paige?
Yeah.
What are you working on the Plex?
Well, it's not a good idea to start a new relationship on a foundation of lies. And we're going to talk about what people love to lie about next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh. Things that people love to lie about.
Well, in relationships.
In relationships. Okay. All right. We'll find out what those things are. You put your list together. We'll compare notes right after this.
On my quicker stick and move, you're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rock.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Let's talk about a touchy subject for some people.
I'll settle my hands.
Your sex number. And according to a recent study, one out of three people admit that they've lied to their significant other about their number of sexual partners.
I wrote my list, and that was the number one thing I wrote, sex partners.
Oh, yeah, the list of things people lie about. Yeah, that's got to be on the list, is people care so much about. I don't get why anybody is jealous of somebody you had sex with before you knew the current person existed. That is stupid.
I think that a lot of people will hear, if they hear a large number, no matter the sex of the person that says it, they're going to think, wow, that's a big pool to compete with.
Yeah.
You know, you've had several here. You'll be able to, you know, it's like cooking for Robert Irvine.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's had a lot of food before.
So what is the strategy? Do you ask them first to see what their number is? And then, according to this, 17% thought that their partner's number was too different from their real number, so they choose a fake number closer to their partner's, is what people are doing. So why not just be honest?
Just be honest about things. Be who you are.
Instead of just like, well...
And the formula isn't true about dividing by three and multiplying by three. It's four. It's four.
Yeah, we've had to up our game recently.
It's four now.
Yeah.
I put sex partners, and I put salary, and then I put... the size of your schmeckle, and then I put, it's just a mole, I swear, and then I said, no, I'm really voting for Lindsay, and then my last one is, I'm not cross-eyed, you are.
Oh. What a list.
How many...
It's a good argument to make if you are cross-eyed, so I'm not, you are.
I bet when people get into relationships, they lie about anything you can think about. I bet a lot of them do lie about their politics just to appease the other person early on.
I thought about that. Remember the old...
Not that you should be talking about it, but you know, people do.
The old political analyst, it was the husband and wife, he was one way, she was the other. And yeah, he was bald, wore glasses, always in movies.
You talking about the Conways?
Mm-mm.
George and Kellyanne?
No.
Because they're that way.
No, oh, but
boy.
But just imagine like a husband and wife out there that, let's just use the local one, Jamie and Lindsay. Let's say that she says, yeah, I'm voting Lindsay, baby, of course. But down deep, she's really voting for Jamie.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
No.
You imagine? And then they find out later, and then the divorce happens.
Yeah. Well, men are twice as likely to lie as women. And the top reasons for lying are they're afraid the person would judge them by their real number, obviously. And they thought that their number was too far from their significant other's number, so they wanted to close the gap.
Now, mind it.
Does anybody in the room still remember how many?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I don't anymore. I could have told you several years ago how many, but I don't remember. It's not that there's been like a slew or anything. Not really any.
I was going to say.
But I just forgotten some of them, of those encounters.
Yeah. I like to think that I do. You know, it's two, by the way. Many.
Too many.
Two, remember?
I'm sure Fat Boy knows, but I don't know how many other people know.
Everybody knows Fat Boys.
Right.
Fat Boys is three.
Mm-hmm.
It is three.
Multiplied by 11.
I need to boost it higher.
And see, if he'd been a Sterling Marlin fan, he could have had four.
He kept it at three for Dale.
He drove the four back in the day.
Got to be Mark Martin, big 60.
Yeah. Should at least shot for Terry Labonte. I mean, the number. You leave Texas Terry alone.
Oh, man.
I like a six.
Yeah. I'm somewhere in the range of Clint Boyer myself.
Is he 00?
Yeah. That's Buckshot, and you know it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what I hope it was.
Buckshot Jones.
I haven't heard call back from the cleaners yet.
So, I mean, whatever you're comfortable talking. I mean, for me, I don't want to know too much information about their business. You know, honestly, I don't want graphic details of what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you say? How sick did you get?
But why would you say that people are admitting that they do this? So why would you want to be in a relationship with someone who you think is going to judge you because your number's too high?
Yeah.
Like, why would you... Why is it that we do that? Why do we kowtow to people?
Yeah, why are we ashamed of our past?
Kowtow means, you know. I don't know what that means. What does it mean? Kowtow, you know, brown nose.
And I can understand if you were very promiscuous and you had lots of diseases, then you should obviously discuss that with your partner.
Right. Oh, well, sure.
If you have AIDS, tell them.
Out there, like, in the thousands, and you really should.
Yeah.
Extreme cases.
Like the lesions on your forehead might give it away.
Everybody in town's going to know because you probably slept with them. That would be, you'd probably want to avoid that person.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I wouldn't lie about what you've done in the past. That's never good.
The dog did it. It wasn't me.
All right. Well, a 28-year-old Florida man was arrested after calling 911 to report aliens. Why did he do that? So he wouldn't have to go Independence Day on them. So this is a guy named James Florent from Vero Beach, Florida. He called 911 around 1:45 a.m. on Friday to report something very serious. He said, quote, seeing aliens, little ones, flying low to the ground. And he believed that the police should rush out and take care of them. But if they didn't, he would have to go, quote, Independence Day on them. In other words, he'd take them out himself.
He would drive his car up inside them.
Whatever that means. I mean, yeah. Maybe he has a special weapon. I don't know.
Well, he's definitely the Randy Quaid.
Oh, yeah.
But he's definitely that guy.
This could actually be real Randy Quaid at this point.
They figure out what drugs this dude was on?
Bought some wax at a tattoo shop. Or taco shop, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Miley Cyrus.
Dude in the parking lot of a taco truck or whatever, in front of a taco stand.
Well, the cops came out and didn't see any aliens, but they did wind up arresting James for misuse of 911. And it didn't. He did have a rap sheet for convictions of battery, theft, and probation violation, but it didn't say that he was on anything.
Yeah,
maybe he's just nuts.
Or maybe he saw something.
Maybe he did.
It could be.
You know, in Florida, we have them out Myrtle Beach now.
But that's where a lot of people are drunk on meth, too.
Meth and then the military bases.
Yeah.
Could be.
You know?
Yeah.
I saw a thing the other day. I swear to God, it's a true story. I look up and I saw chemtrails and I was like, that doesn't look like a chemtrail plane.
But there's a story about a guy from Morganton who was flying a plane and he saw some weird orange orb up in the sky and wasn't the sun or nothing. He'd been flying for like 30 years, so he knows the sun when he sees it.
What I saw was an F-16.
Oh, okay.
It was a real... I'd never seen that with my own eyes up in the air with the chemtrails like that.
I don't see a bunch of them because they're going to be building them in Greenville.
All right. It's the new BMW. What farm are they going
to
buy?
No, they're just going to build them out at Donaldson and sell them to foreign militaries.
Oh, is that what they're signing the contracts for tomorrow?
Yeah, no, we have to, maybe, but I think that's already signed. You know, we have to sell weaponry to foreign countries and then go invade them 10 years later. That's kind of our game plan.
Oh, okay.
That's what we do.
All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
This is a new one from Pernell Whitaker. I don't know if you like this one or not, but it's a banger, too.
That's great.
You are.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We come back. Oh, yeah, we'll do some email. TheRiseGuys@AOL.com. TheRiseGuys@AOL.com. Morning, everybody.
Relevant local talk. It's not a national show.
Lies, local, and proud.
Really local? Really good.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.